on browsers on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Hey, welcome to The Browsers, everybody. I'm Amy Iverson. Jim McFarland is off today. Alex Keery, so kind to join me again from the Nightside Project.
2 days in a row.
Thanks, Alex. And we have some big news to start the show. A part of your privacy you may not have been thinking about when it comes to the web. And this is the fact that every single thing you look up regarding medical and drug information online. So yeah, I'm talking about WebMD. I'm talking about the CDC website. When you go to those websites, whatever you're searching for and the pages you visit, that information is being given and or sold to third parties. They could know every single thing you've looked for on a WebMD. And if they piece all those puzzle pieces together, you could start getting really targeted ads for specific diseases and or ailments. And could that be a problem when you go to get a job or
think about that? Think about how interesting that is. That would be already. I mean, the fact that somebody could be out there when you Google something and you're just like, I don't know what's going on with my toe right now or whatever it might be.
Yeah.
That stuff floating out there and somebody being able to look at it or have that information sold to them, but they can't tie it to you, right? I mean, it's just a person in the zip code of fill in the blank.
Yes.
It's like when I got that scam, I think I read it to you and the guy goes, and I was just, I string along scammers a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, hey, is this that guy I know from college? And he was like, yes. He goes, yes, from College of Utah. And I remember thinking to myself, okay, well, he knows I'm from Utah. And he took a stab at thinking, oh, yes, he went to College of Utah. So I remember thinking, all right, well, so if they just have this generic stuff, I don't mind necessarily that much.
Well, there are so many data brokers involved that it could become an issue because one of those data brokers is like Experian. Experian knows every credit card balance you've ever carried. And then now they also know your health interests. So the person who did this study is at the University of Pennsylvania, a doctoral researcher, Tim Liebert. And he said the doctor's Hippocratic oath of do not harm should include keeping information private. Well, of course, if you have a worthy doctor, they do
that. Well, we do have federal HIPAA laws, too.
Yes. But when he did his study, he tracked 80,000 pages he went to on the internet. And he found that of those 80,000 pages, 90% exposed your information to third parties. Okay, so, and these pages are across the board. Like I said, they're commercial medical pages, nonprofit, educational, government websites. And Tim Liebert tells us, you know, most of the time, we don't even know that we are giving information away to what he calls the invisible web.
So really what happens is you have the address and your browser and you're looking at the page, but kind of underneath that, your computer is talking to all these other servers. So sometimes if you click through maybe five pages, you might find a little sentence in a privacy policy. But this is something that you really need to have a background in computer science and writing programs to kind of pick up on. So it's not something most people are ever going to see. And kind of the scary thing is it's not meant to be seen.
What is that? What's the web? What's the
invisible web?
Yeah, but is that what
it is? The dark web.
Yeah, the dark web.
Well, that is
basically it is. But it's dealing with medical files only. It's like,
but that is one aspect of it, that sometimes your medical information can be sold to criminals, and they will use that for Medicare fraud, a bunch of different things. So there's bad from kind of every side about this. But Tim Lieber was saying that nonprofits like the CDC, they are giving away this information, but it's not because they are out to get you or even that they want to make money off you.
What happens is there's these programs like Google Analytics and some of the social media buttons like, you know, Facebook and stuff. You see that like button. Those are free for webmasters to use. But, of course, you know, nothing in life is free. So what's really happening is the web developer is getting these free tools and the visitors to the site are paying for it with their data. So I think the thing that is really important for these nonprofits is to kind of, you know, put two and two together and think, well, this is free for us. You know, what does it mean for the visitors to our website?
Anything that I buy off of Amazon or have even looked at on Amazon,
yeah,
that already pops up on my screen and goes, hey, remember those shoes you looked at a couple months ago?
Yeah.
What if at some point it gets in and goes, still got that bunion, Alex? Still thinking about getting rid of that toe fungus?
And so, well,
that might
you
be
may
useful.
Not...
That might be useful, yeah. Amy.
Well, you may want that information. And while you may not get something at your home, what's going to happen is, yeah, online, your Facebook feed, everything you own.
It's your cookies,
is going to tell you about that rash you looked up. Everything. Now, Tim Liebert also said that this problem, it's widespread, but he thinks there are things that they can do. So, number one, he says web developers, they can get rid of privacy-harming features and code from their websites. And Congress also could regulate what kind of information is shared, similar to what you mentioned, the HIPAA. And finally, he thinks Google could be an example.
You know, Google has a lot of reach online, but they're also a really big company. Other companies look to them for leadership. So I think if Google's a lot more clear about how they treat health information and make sure nothing bad happens to people, I think that can really send a message to the rest of the industry.
This is one of those scary instances of laws not catching up to technology yet.
Yeah, happens all the time.
Where businesses just go, you know what, for the last fill-in-the-blank years, I have been selling medical information of massive amounts of people without necessarily having an exact demographic on that person, but maybe just a locality thing. Maybe the entire state of Utah looks up X, Y, and Z all the time, and I've been selling that information for so long. And until somebody does do it, and it's got to be a big player. It's got to be like your Microsofts,
like Google,
your Googles, or Apple or somebody to show up and say, we need to make some changes.
So why should you care? Well, Mr. Liebert said that the biggest cause of bankruptcy in the U.S. right now is health-related debt, right? Something happens, and you have to spend all your money on medical issues. So if anyone who needs to know how risky you are sees that you go to websites and the kind of information that you enter, they could use that against you.
Kind of compare it to, it's kind of like having, you know, a kid, a box of matches, and a bunch of oily rags. If you put them all in the same room, something bad's probably going to happen. So I'm not saying I'm pointing at, you know, this specific thing is happening and the sky is falling, but I am saying, you know, we have a lot of things, kind of a perfect storm right now, and we should avert this before something really bad happens, because we still have a chance to make sure, you know, we protect people.
Avert. So what can we do? Well, he said, to avoid the watchful eye of marketers, there are a couple of tools you can use, and one of them I have heard of, AdBlock Plus, to kind of block advertisers
Google
from seeing
Chrome,
your info.
Google Chrome has some good additions there as well that help in terms of the blocking people being able to see you third-party-wise.
Yeah, so if you don't want everyone to know the middle-of-the-night hypochondriac searches that you do, then you may need to get some ad blocker.
Do what I do. Throw them off the scent. Throw some weird, random symptoms that you don't have in there.
Throw them off.
The browsers.